Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rauzer. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rauzer.
Okay, welcome back to the Tzorba Shiurim. We are in Hilchos Shabbos. We are in volume number 19 of the Lax Family Edition and the Aaron Family Volume, as we discuss very important halachas relating to Hilchos Shabbos. We've done Borer and Tochein, Lush, other food preparations. We're in the middle of shiur number 6 in this volume. We discussed last time issues of floor maintenance on Shabbos, and today we will discuss issues of hachana. But before we start, Baruch Hashem, we've been getting questions, and we'll be starting a section in these shiurim on questions that we receive from our listeners. Some of them will be from past shiurim, which is always good to chazer, to review, and some will be from the current shiurim, depending on what the questions are up to. So one of them, I'll list right now. Good morning. Catching up on Tzorba Shiurim. When I open a can of pickles or hearts of palm on Shabbos, if I break the bottom first, the liquid comes out. And we spoke about that. This is combining two shiurim that we've had. We discussed borer, and we've discussed opening packages and cans. So we discussed that the best thing can is an issue of opening, because I might be creating, maybe it's soser, maybe it's bonem, maybe it's creating something, maybe it's destroying something. We had a machlokas achronim. But either way, we said it's a good idea to cut the bottom of it. And in that way, one wouldn't be making a kli. But the problem is, if you do that over the sink, this questioner asks, the liquid comes out and leaves the pickles or hearts of palm behind. Is that a borer issue? Is it borer because I open the bottom, now it's going to drip out while I take out the pickles or the hearts of palm? So was I machmer in one area and mekel in another area? And the answer is no. The answer is that there's no issue regarding borer there. We discussed then in the borer shiurim that there's not really the principle of psik resha that is automatically, if you do act A, which would vade cause act B, it will be a problem that doesn't really apply to borer. But there's certain malachas that kavana is part of the essence of the malacha. So here, an essence of the malacha is kavana by borer. So here, your kavana, you just opened it from the top. It's happening memela. You're not separating. It's dripping out. And therefore, it would not be a problem in that case. Okay, that is the question that we had. And we have a couple of other questions regarding this week's shiur. But first, let's do this week's shiur. And then we will get into the questions that were sent in. So here we go. So today we're talking about hachana. We're on page 275 in the Tzorba Merabanan shiurim. And we start with talking about these. This goes back to the days of the Mishnah and the Gemara. Washing dishes on Shabbos. So washing dishes. So you can't use hot water. That will be an issue of Bishul B'Shabbos, right? If I turn on the hot water. And there's no issues we spoke about in Borer about there's no real ta'aroves of the food and the plate connected to each other. That's not something to worry about. But what about the issue of washing? Do you really need them? Do you really need these dishes washed? So that's discussed in Shabbos Kuf Yud Chetzi on page 275, source number 39. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Ka'aros she'achol mehen arvis, pots and plates that you used Friday night, madichin lechol v'mishachris, you could wash them Shabbos morning. You could wash them for Shabbos morning because you need them. Shachris madichin lechol b'hem b'tzarayim. B'tzarayim madichin lechol osa b'mincha. If you ever need something for later in Shabbos, you are allowed to wash them. Again, in the mutter way, without hot water and without being sochet, the squeezing out of the garments. But if you ever need it, you can wash them. If you're going to need it later on Shabbos, min ha-mincha ve'elach, shuvein ha-madiach. But if it's late in the day, let's say shalashudis, I use some utensils, you're going to need them the rest of Shabbos? No, you can't wash them. Avokosos, vikitonios, vitslochios, but cups and bowls and things that the Gemara assumes that are always usable, you might use them in any second. Madiach v'holech kalayam kulo lefi she'en keva l'shtia, because there is no keva for shtia. So the Gemara tells us that any type of usage that is possible on Shabbos, then that's not called hachana. I'm allowed to do it. But if I don't need it, so then I'm not allowed to. What is the reason for this? So there's two or three reasons given about the problem of washing dishes on Shabbos. If you're not going to need them, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos and Berachav Gimel tells us in source number 40, V'asur la'diach karos v'alfasin v'chayotze behen. Interesting lashon, mipnei shehu kimisakein. It's like you're fixing. Right now, the dishes are dirty and disgusting and not usable. When you wash them, you're making them usable. So it's not tikkun daraisa. You're not building, but kimisakein, it's like you're fixing. Ela imkein hidichon le'echol memzud acheres bosa shabbat. Unless you need it. If you need it for later on, it's interesting. So if you need it, how does that solve the tikkun problem? Well, tikkun is only if you're fixing it for after. A little tzarachin, but that's the Rambam, that it's kimisakein. The Ravid there, and most other Rishonim say, that's not the reason for the Gemara. The reason for not being able to wash dishes unless you need it is because the issue of hachana, one is not allowed to prepare for on Shabbos, for after Shabbos. Shabbos is supposed to be a day of kilu kol malachtecha asuya. Everything's done. I'm not focusing on anything after Shabbos. Right now, the Ravid says there in Chaf Gimel Zayin, kol ze eino asa el b'nishu tarach l'chol. You're being torech for a weekday. You're not supposed to be torech for a weekday on Shabbos. Shabbos is supposed to be any torech you do for Shabbos, on Shabbos, okay. That's okay. But nothing more than that. And that's the pashup shot of most of a farship. There is a concept. It's related, but in the footnotes, you see the Archa Shulchan and others explain that maybe it's not just an issue of hachana, but being mechan for after Shabbos is a little zilzal of Shabbos. Focus on right now. Focus on what you're involved in. Right? If I'm at a shir and my head is constantly thinking about what I'm going to do afterwards, so I'm not getting the experience. I'm not getting the most out of the shir. Imagine you listen to a shir and you're constantly on your phone, trying to arrange things for after the shir. That's a zilzal for the person giving the shir. Right? Focus on right now. So that's part of the issue of hachana for Shabbos, for after Shabbos, is part of the Zilzal. Shabbos is supposed to be a creation of a day that is unlike any other day of the week. Remember the words of the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshas Emor, where we have where the Ramban discusses what exactly does it mean Shabboson. Shabboson. So that's where the word Shvus comes from. We spoke about this last year when we spoke about Yisurei D'Rabbanan of Shabbos. Shvos from the word Shabboson. But the Ramban there says in Perachav Gimel, of Parshas Emor, that even though the smog holds that Shvusim are Durabanan, but we don't hold Duraisa, we don't hold Paskin that way, but says the Ramban, Venerally, Shah Medrash Hazeh Lomar, the Medrash that says there's a concept of Shabboson is teaching me to creating a day of rest. Shenitz Tavinu Menat Torah, when we say the concept of Shabbazdik, that's a Torah idea. That's not just like an extra legal halachic. No. That's a din. Lios lanu menucha biyantif and Shabbos. Afilu midvarim she'ena malacha. Even from things that don't represent the malacha. Lo sheyitrach kalayom. Limdot atvuos. Velishkol aperos. We shouldn't spend all day not violating any malacha, but being toreach. Measuring tvua, weighing out fruit. Vamatanos olamali chavias yayin. Ulafanos akelim. I'm gonna move around these bookcases and clean out my garage on Shabbos. Not going to be any malacha. Any malacha done. That's not what you're supposed to do. That's not creating a day of Shabbos. And if the city had walled cities, if the city had walls, says the Ramban, you omsim alachamorim. Imagine without all these edidim drabanan, they'll load their donkeys, they'll do business. Business as usual. V'hatia hacharis psucha v'achen v'ani makif. Right, that's alluding to the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. V'asholchanim al sholchanam v'hazehuvim lifneihem v'yupolim mashkim l'malachtam. It's a regular day of work, getting up early without violating any malacha. U'maskirin atzman b'cholot v'armeilu v'huchru hayamim matovim ma'elu v'afilu ha'shabbos atzma. And the days of Shabbos and Yantav will be trampled on. She'b'chol ze'ein b'em yishu malacha l'chein amr ha'torah Shabboson. Create a day of difference. Shiyehe yom shvisa umenucha el lo yom torah. V'zeh pirish tov v'yafeh. Says Rabban, I like that one. Says Om Pshat. But I like that one. And that's part of the issue of hachana. Preparing on Shabbos for after Shabbos is something that is a zilzul of Shabbos, of Yontif, of taking it away, and therefore we stay away. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Chaf Gimel, Sivav, you have it there in Source 42, Madichem Kilim L'Tzorach Hayom. What is allowed to wash dishes, L'Tzorach Hayom, for if you need that day, you ate Friday night, you want to use them Shabbos morning, right? There's no hachana from an earlier part of Shabbos to a later part of Shabbos. Only from Shabbos to after Shabbos is a problem. Kigon shenishar lo adayin su'da lecho, aval achar su'da shlishes, but after shalosh shudis, ein madichim, we don't wash the dishes, says the Shulchan Aruch. V'klei shtia, but if something that you might use, cups, madichim kol hayom, shekol hayom, roi l'shtia, anything can be used for shtia. That is the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah there says, even if, what if you have, you're only two people, and you have eight cups that are dirty? It's still because any one of them can be used. So the Mishnah Berurah says you can even wash all the cups if one wants to. Matich rafilu eser kosos. Veinu tzorach elo achas. Rosh ala diakulan. Veroi lo kalachas. Hutru kulam. So you do it. Again, if it's earlier in the day and you know for sure that you won't need it, then it's just like shal shudis. It's just like later in the day. Right? And therefore, and if you know it's later in the day and you know you think you're going to need it, so all of this, one has to use their head. What happens if I have dirty dishes. Let's say I had four people we had Friday night. So I could just leave them dirty and use new dishes. I have a set of 12. So I don't have to wash these dishes. Can I wash the dishes? I don't want to take out new ones. I want to use these. I use these. And I'm going to use these again. I'd rather use these again rather than putting them and having eight sets of dirty dishes after. Am I allowed to do that? So that's discussed by the Shevet HaLevi. Rav Osner on page 277 discusses this and says, Me'ikir adin, it's mutter. Me'ikir adin, look, you're going to wash these dishes because you want to use them. That's mutter. The fact that you have more in your cupboard, what does that have to do with this halacha? This halacha is, I'm washing the dishes because I want to use them. I'm able to not wash and use others, but me'ikir adin, it's mutter. But he says, Tavu alav bracha, if one doesn't do that. Again, we'll get to the in the sink in a few minutes. Be'ez Hashem. Be'inyan, source 44. Hashela, k'sheish la'adam harbe kelim. Again, Rav Osner, if you remember, was one of the last, if not the last, Talmud from Yeshivas Chachmi Lublin, who learned there. So k'sheish la'adam harbe kelim, if somebody has a lot of kelim, v'afi lo yidiach kelim b'leil Shabbos, he has a lot of utensils and plates and cups, and even if you don't wash them on Friday night, yielo kelim pinuyim, l'tzorach shtei shudas acheras. You'll be able to have enough for the other two meals. Im mutter b'chal zos la'adiach ha'kelim misuda l'isuda. Can you wash? Can you wash from one meal to another, knowing that even if you don't wash, you'll have enough? How do you know that it's usher? Af sheva akifin yisbach tova l'chol. Become akam inka v'nazrak l'shabbos. Make your adin is mutter. You're washing these for Shabbos. You can use these on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to wash them unless you can use them for Shabbos. You use them for Shabbos, no problem. The fact that you have more, make your adin, it is mutter. Says the Shevet HaLevi, Ein Zeh Yisod HaGzeir, Bikol Makom, Yish Makom LaHachmir, it's better to be Machmir if one can. What about soaking dishes? What about soaking dishes? Meaning, I use the chicken, I'm not going to wash it now, but I'm just going to fill it up with water because I don't want it to get, if I leave it and it's going to get dry, it's going to be much harder to wash after Shabbos. Is that preparing for after Shabbos? Soaking, is that preparing for after Shabbos? So that's an interesting discussion. The Shmir Shabbos says, well, it depends. Is it already hardened and hard to get off, or you just want to prevent? Says the Shmir Shabbos, if it's preventing, you just want to keep the status quo, that's not preparing. You're just doing something right now to keep the status quo, and therefore you can soak it. If it's already hardened, it's already 2 hours after, you already ate lunch, it's 2 hours after lunch, and now you see, oh, the challen pot. So now it's already dried. So the only reason you'd be putting water in now is to make it easier for after. That's not allowed. That's the Shmir Shabbos' chilek. Source 45. Gam kelim asher acharei hotzas hataf shel mehem. After you take out the cooked food. Kayim chshash etidbeken asherios bedofen ha'kli. There's a chshash that the leftovers will stick to the inside of the kli. V'zeh yikshe alav iznikuya kelim b'motzi Shabbos. And it's going to make it very hard for me to clean after Shabbos. Mutter l'shrosa mayim Shabbos. You're allowed to soak it there. Why? Ki ashriya zu ba'a rak limnoa shinui b'matzav hakayam. This soaking is just to prevent a change, to keep the status quo. We find even in serious contexts, keeping the status quo is allowed. If I want to, if my light is on or my Shabbos clock is on, I want to extend it. I want to put down another couple of ticks. That's allowed. It's allowed to extend the status quo. I can't change the status quo earlier. I'm going to put down some clicks so it goes off earlier, goes on earlier. That's not allowed. That's gram kibui or gram hadlaka. But if it's to extend the status quo, that would be okay. So here too says the Shmir Shabbos. If the soaking is just to prevent a new status, that's okay. V'ulam, im she'eres hatav shel kfar nidbeku b'dofnei akli. If it's already stuck, it's already dried, and what you want to do is to change it to make it better, so that usher, that would be usher. Interesting chilek. Usher lishros akli b'mayim b'shabbos, kivan she'beshriyazu machshav usher lahakel al nikui. Rabbi Tzion HaBishol here in the Arla Tzion doesn't buy that chilek. He thinks it's preparing, and either way you shouldn't do it, because he quotes this chilek of the Shmir Shabbos, and he does that thing. He just thinks you'd be zahir not to do it. Okay, but one yishbalkam lahakel, if it's once right after Shabbos, one wants to do that. The Tzitz Eliezer discusses what happens if you're in a situation where there's a reason you want to clean it for right now. So his case is a more extreme case in terms of a hospital. The hospital doesn't want dirty dishes lying around with germs and hygiene. So could they wash? They're not going to use it. They're not going to use it this Shabbos. But right now they want to clean, because right now there is a need not to have it piled up. So the Tzitz Eliezer says, yes, that is an immediate need. That's not preparing for after. That's for right now. You don't want it to be in this state. Tzitz Eliezer, source number 47. You have it on there, page 279. Nishalti mimashgiach beis acholim bekan. I was asked by the head of the hospital. Im efshar rev, the Tzitz Eliezer was the posik for Shari Tzedek. Shlomo Zalman was the posik for Shari Tzedek. And Erev Asher Weiss is the posik for Shari Tzedek. So Nishalti was asked, im efshar lahatir hadachas kli achila beis acholim, would I allow the washing of the kalim in the hospital la'achar gemar ha'aruchos b'shabbos bayom, after the meals on Shabbos? Hagam shebehechle lo yishtam shuod behem boso yom, even though we're not going to use them again on Shabbos. Dehan holas beis acholim v'chein mitam misrad abriyut, the health ministry says it's not safe, it's not good. Darshim zos lo kedesh yimuchadim l'shimusha b'chol, not because you want to use them after, ela mipnei ta'amim hegeniyim, hygiene, the centurium she'in lahashir bebeis acholim kol kach misparshos kelim she'inim ruchutzim. It's not healthy. So he says, well, according to the Ravid, that the issue is preparing. You're not preparing. Remember we said, according to the most Rishonim, the reason the issue of the dishes is hachana. This isn't hachana. You're doing it for right now. But he says, and even according to the Dasa Rambam, it's tikkun. Gam kein tikkun ze eino asur. Kol she'inu ba letzora chol. Even according to the Rambam, it's not really a tikkun for afterwards. You're just removing a problem right now. And therefore, he thinks it's mutter. As long as it's not for a weekday, it's mutter, even if it's not for Shabbos. But I would say it is for Shabbos. It's for a different need. It's not to use food for Shabbos, but still, you're doing it for tzorech oso yom. And this heter, the Tzitz Eliezer, is agreed upon by Rav Avadia, as well. So again, what we get from this, the yisod of the Tzitz Eliezer, is that whenever the washing of the dishes or cleaning is for our need right now, it's allowed. So let's say we mentioned Shalosh Shudas, you can't do anything. But let's say I have sometimes in camp, right? Let's say I would tell the waiters that if everybody leaves after Shalosh Shudas and goes to, you know, end Shabbos somewhere else, you have to leave it, then you have to come back after Shabbos. But what if it's raining outside and the kids are going to sit and sing right there? So to have their tables disgusting with the empty cereal bowls and the spills, right now there's a need to clean up. So I say if it's raining and they want to stay in here and they need the tables, clean up right then. But if they're going out, there's no need. So then it's not for Shabbos, it's for after Shabbos. So again, want us to know every time what's called for after and what's called for a present need. You know, and what sometimes we have, sometimes something... Could you say that clearing the table is not even preparing? It's just what you do after a meal. Washing dishes is part of the process of having a meal. There is room to say that. You want to clean up, let's say in the kitchen. in the kitchen, there's stuff in the kitchen, there's dirty dishes in the kitchen. Sometimes you want to clean because you want, A, it's not preparing, it's just what you do at the end of the meal, but also you want a nice clean kitchen on Shabbos. So yesh makom lahako also there. If your kavana isn't, I need to save time on Shabbos because I'm running out. But my kavana is, I like to walk into Shabbos afternoon, after everybody rests, before you go to the shir in the afternoon, you want to come into a clean kitchen. I don't want to have piled up. For now, it takes away my oneg Shabbos. Not for afterwards. That also would be okay. That also will be okay as long as it's a tzorach for right now. So that is the first issue relating to washing dishes. What about making beds? The next topic in the, back in the Gemara already. The Mishnah in Shabbos in the 15th parak. Source number 48. The Mishnah says, Matzina samidos mele Shabbos l'Shabbos. You can make your bed. You can make your bed Friday night for Shabbos morning. Or let's say you're going into the bed, but any type of setting up. Avol omi Shabbos l'motzei Shabbos. But once I got up Shabbos morning, I can't make the bed for motzei Shabbos. If I'm making the bed in order to use it for motzei Shabbos, I'm not allowed to make the bed in that case. Says the Magen Avraham, maybe in those days there was a different metzius, says the Magen Avraham. But nowadays, you make the bed when you get up from the bed often. You make that because that's the way it is. That's the way it's neat for now. You're not preparing for next time. You're preparing, you're doing it right now, says the Magen Avraham, mutter. You want to have a clean, neat room. Make your bed before you leave. What do you, make your bed because you're preparing? No, it's the opposite. When you want to get into bed, you're not making your bed. So the Magen Avraham says there, Archaim Shinbeis, Sifav, Ein Metzina Mitas Mishabbos Lemotzei Shabbos. If you're preparing for something for Motzei Shabbos, it's not allowed. But Venir Ali, Demita Ha'omedes Becheder, Shedarsham, a bed that's in the room where you live. V'ika bizayon v'davar meguna. It's not neat. It's messy. Sheyamot kach on Shabbos. And you want to have it neat on Shabbos. Mutter latzio. You're allowed to be metzia. You're allowed to spread it to litzarach Shabbosu. Because it's litzarach Shabbos. It's not for afterwards. He goes to Sefer Be'er Sheva that mashbet aser v'linir k'moshe kasafti. And therefore he allows it. He allows it as long as it's for either for later on Shabbos or for a Shabbos need right now, you want it to be neat. And by the way, the Mishnah Magen Avraham adds, have your beds made before Shabbos. Right, everything is done before Shabbos. Right, we said the Malachim right accompany us home and the Gemara in Shabbos, and if they see the table set and the beds made, the language of the Gemara, mita mutzas, they see everything neat. So then in that case, that would be a bracha that they give. If not. So everything should be done before Shabbos. Remember reading that Rav Pincus, up until the last minute before Shabbos, he used to be in the kitchen washing the dishes. You don't have any dishes in the sink before Shabbos. Often we're like, the kitchen's clean, the sink is full, okay. There's a kiyum not to have anything in the sink when Shabbos, the queen is coming, the Shabbos queen. When you have, let's say you're making a Sheva Brachas in your house and everybody's going to come into your house for the Sheva Brachas. You don't want them to see a sink full of dishes. You're going to hide it. You're going to clean it. You're going to do everything because you want it to be, becoming when you invite up. So Shabbos is coming into the house. Shabbos is coming into the house, and that's why it could be a need right now. The Ksosa Shulchan notes, again, a difference in terms of beds. In earlier times, beds were not always made, so making it on Shabbos is something unique and different, and maybe that's why it's a problem. But today, they're made every day, and therefore there shouldn't be an issue. Says the Ksos HaShulchan, source number 50, Avo bizmaneinu sheminak shehakarm veksasos, the pillows and the blankets. Munachim tamid al amita, they're always on the bed. V'yachare ha-sheinam isadrim osam yafeh, and after you sleep, you set it. Uparsin michsa alem, pshita demutal asoskin, there's no problem with doing this. This is a classic example of, you have to know the metzias of what was going on in the Gemara and what's now. Making the beds. Beds was a different thing in those days. Even in Hilchos Nida, the Gemara says that the woman or a man shouldn't do something with the beds during the time of the month, Shas Nida, because that's something that is very beloved and not appropriate for the time of Isser. But now this making the bed, that's not anything that's a chore. That's not a beloved action. So Poskim say that things could be different today. So the Shulchan continues. Kivan shesidir karm v'ksasos v'asasun ina hachana l'motzei Shabbos klal. It's not hachana. Rakenu derech ha'olam. Right. That's what you do when you get up from your bed. You make it. Halavai, we tell some of our children about this. But when you get up from your bed, you make the bed. That's not called preparing. That's just the end, like I said before, the end of the activity that you were doing. This comes up. We mentioned this maybe a little bit in when we discussed schita, brushing one's teeth on Shabbos. So there are issues with a toothbrush and there are issues with the toothpaste. So toothpaste is issues of mamachik. We're not getting into the whole sugi now, but the toothbrush. So one of the issue of toothbrush is schita, right? Because the bristles, it looks like schita. Is there schita b'sei or is there schita b'sei midirabanan? Again, we spoke about the different poskim. Rav Moshe Feinstein is very machmir. Rav Moshe says you can't even put water on it because he's worried about schita. And Rav Moshe says after you use the toothbrush, you can't, let's say you use a dry toothbrush, between you can't rinse it. Hachana. Most poskim disagree with Rav Moshe. Most of them say, rinsing the toothbrush after you used it, that's because you're preparing for the next time you need to brush your teeth. Nobody is thinking about brushing their teeth the next time when they rinse it after using it. What are they doing? They're cleaning it because it's disgusting right now not to clean it. Because this is what you do after this is part of the brushing the teeth process. You brush your teeth and you rinse it and then you put the toothbrush back. That is not preparing. That's what post consume. That's sometimes you have to look at an activity as the end of a larger process, not the beginning of the next process. That's exactly what the Ksos HaShulchan says here. Making your bed, that's not making it for the next time you're going to use it. That's the end of sleeping in your bed. You make your bed. And that has kulas elsewhere as well. Just the end of a process. No, it comes out just thinking now. Let's say sometimes a person's invited out to a simcha in a different shul. And they go down in their Shabbos morning. You have to leave your talus there, right? You have to leave your talus there because, oh, I'm preparing for the next time I need the talus. Preparing? No. What you do is after you use your talus, you put it back. You put it under the stroller, you bring it back to shul, you put your talus back where it's supposed to be. Right? That's not preparing for the next. That's just the end of what you do. So therefore, that's also in terms of achana, you know, there is that kula. You have to define exactly the activity that you're doing. Also discussed in the Gemara is the Mishnah is folding clothes. We spoke about washing dishes. We spoke about making beds, folding clothes on Shabbos. So again, example of the Metzius in the Gemara might have been different than what it is now. The Mishnah tells us on Shabbos, source number 51. You have it there on page 281. Mekaplan is akelim afil arba v'chamisha bamim. You could fold clothes on Shabbos. You could fold your clothes on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, four limitations. It's only allowed if Amri de Rav Yanai, lo shanu ala adam echad, one person by himself could fold clothes. Avol b'shnei b'nei adam, two people, what if you have a big tablecloth that requires folding? Two people, no, that's usher. Why is that usher? Let's see. Adam echad lo. Uba adam echad nami, even if it's only one person, lo amri lo b'chadashim, only new, avol yishanim lo, not old. What's new, old? In those days, there were certain creases, and the creases of new ones, that would really be, if it's new, then you're not really fixing because the creases are really there. If you have an old beged and you fold it exactly on the creases, the Gemara says that's kind of like a fixing. And also if you do it with two people, that's even more perfect. And new ones are only bilavanim, right? Only white ones are mutar avayitzavuim lo because it makes a bigger difference with the creases by colored. And this is only mutar if you have nothing else to wear. All these limitations about folding. Again, what exactly is the issue here? Not clear. Like when we fold something, what are we fixing? But the fourth limitation, the first three are like a type of a tikkun, but the fourth one is about if you don't have any other choice. That sounds like a hachana issue. The last line. If you have nothing else to wear, then you can do it. But if you have something else to wear, you can't fold. Rashi says, because that's, that's preparing. That's preparing. You're folding in order to wear the next time. So this Gemara seems to be in our rubric of issue of preparation. Says the Ravya, one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, that all of these limitations only apply if one is folding the clothes exactly on the original creases. But if you're not so exact, you take off your pants on a Friday night and you just hang it over the chair. You don't have to like throw it in a ball. But even if you hang it over the chair, as long as you don't hang it on the exact same creases, perfection, it's okay. Even according to the more machmir shita. Vanimili b'seidah kipulu harishon, aval shalok k'seidah kipulu harishon er the mutter, afilu b'shnei b'nei adam. And that, the background and the ravya are both quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Shin Beis. Many of these halachas are in Shin Beis. When it's allowed to fold with Tzorach Shabbos, the Lav Shambo Bayom, to wear it that day, V'dafka Badam Echad, and Lavanim, and Lahachlif, all of those, if you're missing any of the conditions, Asur, V'yesh Misha Omer, the Lakapel of Tzorach Shalok, say the Kibula Risha Mutter. Some say as long as you don't fold it on the exact same creases, it's Mutter, V'nirin Dvarav, and I agree with that, says the Shulchan Aruch. So again, based on these halachas, what about folding a talis? You have to use a talis. Tosfos says, don't fold your talis on Shabbos. Wow. Tosfos says, Kufyud Gimel, Shabbos 55. Mikalamanu da asir lakapal talisol shabbos akneses. Lefi shem sarach machar. Why are you folding it? You don't need it. If you're going to use your talis for mincha, you're the balkorei, fine. But if you're not going to use the talis until tomorrow or even next week, it's a Shabbos talis, how could you fold? So Tosfos says, don't. Say how the Rishonim, the Kolbo, and others say, the minhag is to fold the talis. Why is it meant to fold the talis? So I might say, because folding the talis is not preparing for next week. It's what you do after you use the talis. What you do is fold the talis. That's finishing of the wearing of the talis. The Kolbo says it could be that our talisim are different. We're not really fixing. V'achshav shenogin l'kapel kol ha-kelim, says the Kolbo, also one of the Rishonim. Efshar t'kipul didon lo dami l'kipul shalahen. Our folding is not like their folding. Shahayu kepedin ma'od lefashi kematav. They were very, very machped with the creases. Ula nichotach zamachbeis. They would put it under a very heavy kli to keep the creases. V'lokin anu anachnu osim. We're not. We don't have that. So interesting. The Shulchan Aruch and most achronim don't quote the kula of the kolbo, right? And Mishnah Berurah says one should be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah says that one shouldn't. Folded on the exact same creases as was. So do you have to leave it in a ball crumpled up? Some people don't like that. They think it's a design of the talis. So fold it not on the creases. Just fold it up softly. And then after Shabbos, fold it exactly as one would want. With Aruch HaShulchan, Ben Tzion HaBashol, the Aruch HaTzion, quote the Kolbo, Maker Adin, and Rav Melamed here in the Pnini Halacha says, this is our talisim are very hard to get it on the exact same lines, always. So lechora, it's lakula. Yish letzayin ki befoal ataliso shanu konim meguhatzos. They're ironed, but ofan shekash lekaplan b'diyuk yikuyusan rishon. It's not hard to get exactly the what we're doing, and therefore lachain mutter laadam lekapel kedarko taliso achar tefila. It's hard. It's allowed for a person to fold his talis right after davening. Shekein hu eino choser ala kafalim hamuguhatzim shabat taliso. He's allowed to do it. There is a minhag. Some call it the Maharil. The Maharil has an idea of not folding one's talis till after Shabbos. Right after Shabbos, there's a school of Shalom Bayis is quoted. School of Shalom Bayis to fold your talis right after. If you look in the Berachaim bencher, he says, "Oh, what's the skula? Folding a talis?" It says, "Fold and bend." Shalom Bayis, everybody's got to bend. If you bend over and you bend over and you fold in front of the other, so that's the school of Shalom Bayis. Not just folding the talis. Other hachanas for the week, the Shmir Shabbos discusses any hachana, any type of hachana, unless it's Tzorach Mitzvah. Right, we say in Zmiros, right? Tzorach Mitzvah, I'm allowed to talk about from now till after Shabbos. And the Mishnayos talk about going to the edge of the Tchum. But the Shmir Shabbos says on a regular basis, Aser Lahachin called Davar Mishabbos Omiyantav Lachol. It's Aser. Hachana Pirusha. What does it mean? I'm on page 284 in the Shmir Shabbos. Kol Davar Shadam Oseh Hu Einel Tzorach Oso Ayom. Anything I don't need for today, that is Hachana. Afilu Ein Bo Ela Tzorach Muad. Even if it's a little bit of Tircha, any little thing. If I have in mind I'm doing it for after Shabbos, I can't do it. If that's my kavanah, again, most of the time, as we said, you could have other kavanahs. It's the finishing of what you're doing and you don't want it dirty right now. But if it's mamish for the next day, then there's no measure of quantity. Afilu imhu nigmar b'amira grade, even if it's just saying something. Mutar lazer klei sudim in ha'shulchan gam achrei sudei shlishis. If he says, like we said before, you could clear the table if you want it right now. You don't want the bugs now. But anything, if it's the mamish, you're about to go to Ma'ariv. Right? Sometimes the men go to Ma'ariv and the women start cleaning up. Why are they cleaning up? Because they're getting ready for Avdallah. If it's not Shabbos, it isn't over yet, that you have to wait. You have to wait. Unless they want to sit at the table and sing and have a clean table, then that's for right now. But he says, "Asur lahasir is klei suda biragoyim achronim shala Shabbos. Shekvar ino tzorach lecheder mesudar. You don't need it. Or afilu beemsayom. If you're going to leave, so one has to be very careful and makbid, and to know what the kavanas are. Right? It's not a game. If somebody's having kavanas for right now, then it's okay. If it's kavanas for afterwards, then it would be a problem. All right, Rav Moshe says, what about last point? What about putting things, stacking the dishwasher? Classic. We stack the dishwasher on Shabbos. I let us stack the dishwasher. So again, Rav Moshe says, what's your kavana? If your kavana is, I want to have it ready to be able to turn on the dishwasher right after Shabbos, that's a problem. But if I'm doing it because I'd rather have it not seen on Shabbos, I'd rather have it piled up neatly so that my kitchen could look a little neater and cleaner, then that's okay. Then that's where Moshe says, Mutter ve'im b'zei mishemachana, shebishvil hayom tov le'inshi habayis, shlo yisrael b'bayis, b'makam shebalon sham kelim uchlacham. You don't want to see a whole big pile in the sink. V'tov yosel anicha shem yilchasosam. Right, better to put him in there, what, to put a towel over it? No. But avalasajam bekavana. But if you're doing it mitzvah achana mamish, then that would be a problem. So issues of achana come up often, all the time.